Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out to you. March 2nd, March 3rd, 2021. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. How are you doing? You know, I had a bad morning, just a realization of situations that are related to, especially myself and trying to promote myself in music. And to come across individuals near me who said that they got $100,000 from doing songs or taking songs that may have been done by me or by my keyboard or my publishing or on publishing or release. As I said before, I have given no one permission to use it, my songs, unless they come to me directly. I'm an open-minded guy, but in the business world, it's very difficult. So I will just say this is an allegation, but it's very painful, especially with someone who's been doing it for so long, so many years. And people have put me down because of my age or my size, and they look at me, oh, I don't have a car, or they think I'm fat or whatever. And that is not what it's all about. It's about just expressing myself. And I'm not on stage. I'm not on stage. I'm not auditioning, you know, and that's a different story. But nevertheless, it's very painful. That's very evil if any of these allegations are true, and I mentioned this before. I don't know. I'm just going to do the best I can. Because someone who has a bad life and being coming across people who are prejudging me also about who I am and what I am when I make these statements. As a victim of racism and other types of discrimination and hate in many forms I experience in L.A. and also in my hometown, I am very much aware of where I'm at and where I'm going. I've also been a victim of fraud with some of this music that I've released by giving very little money and to the fact that the allegations that it's been used without my permission. So I had so many atrocities, and I'm saying that because I had to go to court, I had to file a fraud, I had to file all kinds of things to protect myself. It's very painful that I had to go through that or even to think about these allegations that are brought up by people, neighbors near me, or people making false allegations to push my buttons or whatever, as well as coming on social media with these allegations to my account. And this is I talk about it because of these issues, but at the same time, it's a very painful realization how difficult and unfair life is for me to be subjected to these lies, as well as true statements that concur with sociopathy. I didn't come and make my dream or go for a dream to be taken it away from a low-life sociopath. Psychopath, same thing, a monster. People just waiting for the right opportunity that I come across when they look at me as to take me down simply because of their inability to work hard by writing their own songs or going to school or volunteer or just minding their business. They live in a neighborhood and they don't have the capacity or morals to understand the reality of how to mind their business and boundaries. These individuals, I do believe, will go to prison sooner or later. This is what lead people to prison, and this is what lead people to get into to more further difficulty in their lives simply because they have no morals or just all they knew how to do is steal. And those are not people who I deal with or hang around with. At the same time, as someone who's a Hollywood hopeful, I have struggled tremendously, especially the first 17, 18 years of so much hard work, and including afterward, that it was very difficult to hear that. And I feel I deserve it after all those years of struggle. Not just making demos, all that performing and all that stuff, and to hear someone who has no talent or no nothing and to say they stole something, that's not fair. They deserve to go to jail. Well, I do believe karma will come back. It comes back in its own way. I leave it to God. I do. Like any form of sociopathy, which includes discrimination, hatred, as well as targeting because of jealousy and so on. Like, I didn't want to hang out with these individuals that who target me because they think because I'm going to school, they want me to be a caseworker or a manager at a mental health. I didn't get that degree, the law degree, to be in a mental health. I left mental health a long time ago because it was too many bad experiences and not enough opportunities. It was too much adversity for me to consider it. Every ounce of energy or any opportunity has been wiped out, and they're trying to keep saying it to try to undermine my potential, as well as steal my song, allegedly, or making false allegations to disturb my conscience and to underline the true meaning of their life, which is meaningless and evil. So I really had too much adversity. Being a victim of crime, victim of discrimination, victim of so much years of struggle, I have to continue to believe. And I'm trying to make changes slowly where I can make the right changes based on what I did, because I came to Hollywood with that dream. I didn't come to Hollywood with a dream to struggle or to not get into business and to not let someone steal my song or undermine it. Simply they look at my talent of concentration with education or talent with music and try to destroy that simply for their self-centered motives and underlying sociopath tendencies, which I do not and will never be around or never intended to be a part of to begin with. They live in a neighborhood I don't understand. I don't understand why the law and the universe had to put me through this after so many years of struggle. But at the same time, I have to take responsibility and take care of myself and try to do what I need to do. But I know I have to make the changes. Someone said they stole my song, I Want You, or used a song on my computer, on my keyboard that they allegedly heard. I don't believe any of that shit, but as I said before, if it's true, it is evil, pure evil. And they should not be walking around, hanging around, dealing with anyone like me, or they should be locked up in prison. They'll get theirs sooner or later. I just leave it to God to do it. I do things legally. At the observation of my own family, meaning distant members of my family doing illegal things, I am not going to fall down that path. It's too much racism in this society caused by not only the KKK, but black and white conservatives who are spreading falsehoods about racism and other false notions that concur with trying to hinder a person like me and my dreams to become a reality. When I listened to Tim Scott say America is not a racist country, I disagree, because I experienced racism too much in the society to know what has happened, as well as other forms of racism, even in the good old liberal state of California, which I hope it stays liberal, because if it goes conservative and start voting more conservatives, I am out of here, because conservatives are a bunch of bigots or a bunch of ignorant people who simply don't care about anybody but themselves. I'm sorry if people get offended, but when you have conservatives spreading misnomers and hanging around with the KKK, and there was even a black conservative that the progressives were more racist than the KKK. The KKK don't care about him or me. They would put me both in the ground if they had their way. And I stay away from the KKK because they're dangerous. The KKK are a threat to the national security, like Kamala Harris have said. But while I'm getting into political realms, I don't mean to offend anybody. My own personal life has been hurt by these ignorant, dangerous people who say they got money and stealing from me and targeting me simply because of their jealousy. And yes, black-on-black crime is the true factor, but most blacks are not criminals. But a lot of blacks and a lot of other minorities, Jews, women, gays, and so on, or that's the disabled, suffer too much because of the system of still systematic discrimination. It is still prejudice. It is a racist country. Despite having a black president or a black female or vice president, is still discriminatory. I still experience it every day, indirectly. So this is what I go through, and I am going to continue to do what I need to do. I don't discriminate against anybody. I just have to protect myself. I go by character. Okay, but they discriminate against me. They do. They try to target me. Steal something from me that they didn't write. I had too much adversity, too much sickness. I can't deal with this insanity. I need to be around area where I can be me. These people are dangerous. And it doesn't matter what color or what they believe. It's their character. They stole the song and got money from it. They're evil, if any of that, these allegations are true. But my discrimination and my adversity in trying to make it in Hollywood, all that had made my life too hard for me to even look otherwise at what I just said on this podcast. But nevertheless, I will do the best I can to better thyself and do what I need to do. Because I didn't come in this world to be someone to be stepped on, a victim of fraud, a victim of discrimination. But that's exactly what has occurred. And it's not fair. Too much adversity is not what I need. But in spite of it all, I had to take care of myself and do things legally and not let it destroy me or my life.